When lenders prey on borrowers by misrepresenting terms and sometimes the interest rates on mortgages and other loans, it's known as abusive lending practices. Federal, state, and local legislators are passing laws to crack down on the worst offenders, but some mortgage lenders say the flood of legislation is likely to have unintended consequences, NPR's Jack Speer reports.
There's little disagreement abuses exist in the mortgage market. Where things break down is over what to do about it. Steve O'Connor is vice president of the Mortgage Bankers Association, the group that represents many of the nation's largest lenders.
There have been, unfortunately, some unscrupulous actors that have gone and taken advantage of vulnerable borrowers, and that is, something that policymakers are responding to. In fact, it's something our industry is also responding to, and what we'd like to do is have a coordinated approach between our industry and the policymakers.
Recently, there's been a rush to pass laws that toughen existing federal and state statutes against abusive lending. Those who support the measures point to the high number of abusive loans targeting racial or ethnic minorities. They say in many instances, the elderly have also been victimized, in some cases losing their homes. Cities like Dayton, Ohio, have decided to enact their own lending laws. City Commissioner Dean Lovelace drafted Dayton's ordinance.
We can't hold our breath at the local level because we hear from our constituents daily and weekly, hey, I just got victimized. I just got involved in a transaction here that's going to ultimately end up me losing my house or going into foreclosure. And the foreclosure rates are up here at least by 200%. And folks certainly say that's a consequence of some of these mortgage brokers that are peddling these high-cost loans.
But lenders say they need to be able to charge higher interest rates to borrowers with blemishes on their credit records, or to those who don't meet income requirements. These are so-called subprime loans, many made to low-income borrowers. Banks point to numbers showing the number of home loans made to low-income borrowers nearly doubled between 1993 and 2000. But Dayton City Commissioner Dean Lovelace says the banks could do better.
There's some analysis and some studies done showing that people that have been going to these subprime lenders, if they in fact have shopped around, at least a third to a half of those folks would be eligible for a prime loan. So we're telling the prime lenders here, stop sitting in your offices, get out in the marketplace, get on the street, peddling your products the way some of these other aggressive mortgage brokers do.
Banks also say the hodgepodge of lending laws are making it increasingly difficult for them to do business. Ohio recently passed a blanket law that largely mirrors current federal statutes and is weaker than the law passed by the city of Dayton. As a result, the city is in court trying to keep its ordinance alive. Steve O'Connor with the Mortgage Bankers Association says to end all this squabbling, the industry would like to see one overriding federal statute for all mortgage lenders.
Well, it's death by a thousand paper cuts right now in the marketplace, particularly for the national lenders and regional lenders having to deal with all these different layers because of the laws that are being proposed. And there is a growing consensus in the lending industry that there would be a preference for a national law that would preempt state and local restrictions.
Senate Banking Committee Chairman Paul Sarbanes has introduced a bill that would cap mortgage rates, but that bill is expected to languish until at least next year. Without strong federal legislation, state and local jurisdictions are likely to continue to write their own lending laws. Lenders say this will only add to confusion in the mortgage market. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.